the story from Hammond, Indiana. Was it Hammond? Paul in Cumming, Georgia, writes in, I think, over the weekend. He writes, Mike, if you think this recent bit with Jack Skop is something, it's actually yet another sex scandal from the Baptist Church in Hammond. Jack Hyles, H-Y-L-E-S, was the infamous preacher who founded that church. And there's more sex, sin, and depravity going on in his churches than I'd ever heard of. As a then 9-year-old kid on the south side of Atlanta, whose parents wanted to put us kids in a good church, but ended up sending us to a Hyles-affiliated Baptist church whose preacher was already dealing with a sex scandal of his own. Paul goes on, I've been to sermons where Hyles would shout at the top of his lungs, scaring us impressionable kids into cardiac palpitations, yet he could commit all the sin he wanted to. Kids who went to Hyles-affiliated churches or so-called Christian schools weren't allowed to listen to rock music, see anything but G-rated movies, and could only watch TV news or live church services. Boys had to have short haircuts. The girls had to wear dresses. A cult by any other name wouldn't be. In 1993, WJBK Television in Detroit did a week-long piece on Hyles called Praying, P-R-E-Y-I-N-G, from the pulpit, the audio of which is still out there on the internets. You can go to Wikipedia and find this, Praying from the Pulpit, P-R-E-Y-I-N-G, Praying from the Pulpit. Anytime you want to bash churches, preachers, and the hapless dimwits who attend, refer to that piece, Paul and Cumming. Yeah, the whole hypocrisy thing. We are awash in hypocrisy. It's not just religious hypocrisy. Political hypocrisy. Man. And I got this over the weekend also from Chuck, the Philly detective. Or the man with the nom de plume, Carl LaFong. Chuck, the Philly detective, writes, the subject line is last word on Chick-fil-A. Chuck writes, Mike, in pondering the Chick-fil-A nonsense, I have a poignant observation that may or may not have been cited already. To wit, change gaze to Jews and you have Kristallnacht. The current crop of American brown shirts are no different from those of Germany in the 1930s. The parallels are quite stunning, but maybe these qualities are part of all extremist groups. The American brown shirts and those of Germany in the 30s are both extremist Christians. Their intolerance levels are off the charts. They share bombastic hate speech and threatening discourse directed to any who disagree. They share extreme xenophobia and flag waving. They have morbid hate and fear of other people, gays, Muslims, blacks, versus Jews, gypsies, and Poles. They share extremist belief that they are right and the rest of the world is wrong. Extremist views about how to deal with their opponents. Willingness to allow an extremist group conduct, willingness to allow an extremist group conduct a coup to install regimes that espouse their rightist views. Their extreme need to project their ideas and rightist views on others. Their hegemonic leaders. A sense of righteousness in bludgeoning the weak or helpless. A sense of glee in knowing their agenda has spread misery. We can go on for hours, but just think about all that happened then compared to what's going on here and now. We're in deep trouble, Mike. The company that surely benefits from American tax incentives and the American commons, that would be a populace educated at taxpayer expense, electrical grids, roads, bridges, police, fire departments, courts, incorporation rights, military police actions around the world to protect their